Lesson 6, Biography. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage carefully and choose the best answer to each of the questions you hear.
Before we get into Hemingway, the writer, I want to say a few words about Hemingway, the man. In many ways, his life was as interesting as his work, and of course, many of his books and stories were based on his personal experience. Ernest Miller Hemingway was born in Oak Park, Illinois, in the year 1899. He was the son of a doctor, and it was his father who first introduced him to the outdoor life, hunting, fishing, sports, all those things that he loved so much. When he was in high school, he played on the baseball and football teams, but he also began to write. After he graduated, he left home and went to Kansas City. He didn't go to college, but instead got a job as a reporter on the Kansas City Star. Working for this newspaper, he developed his famous journalistic style, simple, direct, and objective. When the war broke out in 1914, Hemingway wanted to become a soldier, but he was rejected because of an old eye problem. Not wanting to miss the action, he went to Europe anyway and served as an ambulance driver for the Red Cross. In 1918, shortly before the end of the war, he was wounded and had to return to the States. He didn't stay long, however. As soon as he was better, he was back in Europe, this time as a reporter for the Toronto Star. During the early 1920s, he lived in Paris and got to know many other American writers and artists, including Gertrude Stein and Ezra Pound. In 1925, he published his first collection of short stories called In Our Time. Most of the stories were really about his childhood. A year later, his first two novels appeared, Torrents of Spring and The Sun Also Rises. His second novel, The Sun Also Rises, is still his best novel, I think. This book was about that lonely, hopeless, lost generation of Americans that he knew in Europe. 3 years later, his fourth novel, A Farewell to Arms, made him famous throughout the world. This love story was about an American ambulance driver and a British nurse. During the 1930s, he continued to write short stories and also produced two books about subjects he greatly loved. Death in the Afternoon was about bullfighting, and The Green Hills of Africa was about big game hunting. When the Second World War began, Hemingway again returned to Europe as a reporter. He was present at most of the important battles of that war, and his experiences became the basis of his book, Across the River and Into the Trees. This book was not very successful, and many people said that Hemingway was losing his old magic. But in 1952, he wrote a short novel which was one of his best, The Old Man and the Sea. The book tells the story of an old Cuban fisherman, but it is really about man against nature. For this book, he won the Pulitzer Prize, and 2 years later, he received the Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1961, sick and unable to live the active life he loved, Hemingway killed himself with one of his own shotguns. So ended the life of the man who has had one of the greatest influences on American literature in the 20th century.
Question number one. What role did Hemingway play during World War I? Question number two. What is the book The Sun Also Rises about? Question number three. Which of the following books of Hemingway's was most successful? Question number four. Which of the following can best describe Hemingway according to the speaker? Question number five.
What would the speaker probably deal with in the next part of his talk?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and fill in the following chart with the information you get from the tape.
Before we get into Hemingway, the writer, I want to say a few words about Hemingway, the man. In many ways, his life was as interesting as his work, and of course, many of his books and stories were based on his personal experience. Ernest Miller Hemingway was born in Oak Park, Illinois, in the year 1899. He was the son of a doctor, and it was his father who first introduced him to the outdoor life, hunting, fishing, sports, all those things that he loved so much. When he was in high school, he played on the baseball and football teams, but he also began to write. After he graduated, he left home and went to Kansas City. He didn't go to college, but instead got a job as a reporter on the Kansas City Star. Working for this newspaper, he developed his famous journalistic style, simple, direct, and objective. When the war broke out in 1914, Hemingway wanted to become a soldier, but he was rejected because of an old eye problem. Not wanting to miss the action, he went to Europe anyway and served as an ambulance driver for the Red Cross. In 1918, shortly before the end of the war, he was wounded and had to return to the States. He didn't stay long, however. As soon as he was better, he was back in Europe, this time as a reporter for the Toronto Star. During the early 1920s, he lived in Paris and got to know many other American writers and artists, including Gertrude Stein and Ezra Pound. In 1925, he published his first collection of short stories called In Our Time. Most of the stories were really about his childhood. A year later, his first two novels appeared, Torrents of Spring and The Sun Also Rises. His second novel, The Sun Also Rises, is still his best novel, I think. This book was about that lonely, hopeless, lost generation of Americans that he knew in Europe. 3 years later, his fourth novel, A Farewell to Arms, made him famous throughout the world. This love story was about an American ambulance driver and a British nurse. During the 1930s, he continued to write short stories and also produced two books about subjects he greatly loved. Death in the Afternoon was about bullfighting, and The Green Hills of Africa was about big game hunting. When the Second World War began, Hemingway again returned to Europe as a reporter. He was present at most of the important battles of that war, and his experiences became the basis of his book, Across the River and Into the Trees. This book was not very successful, and many people said that Hemingway was losing his old magic. But in 1952, he wrote a short novel which was one of his best, The Old Man and the Sea. The book tells the story of an old Cuban fisherman, but it is really about man against nature. For this book, he won the Pulitzer Prize, and 2 years later, he received the Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1961, sick and unable to live the active life he loved, Hemingway killed himself with one of his own shotguns. So ended the life of the man who has had one of the greatest influences on American literature in the 20th century.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Here are two very short stories. Listen carefully and enjoy them.
1. It had been several months since I'd talked with Pete, a Cuban who had come to the States to live. "Do you know what happened to me since I last saw you?" he asked. "I've become an American citizen." I extended my congratulations, and he continued proudly, "You know, I used to think of myself as a Cuban who spoke poor English. Now, I'm an American who speaks good Spanish." 2. I'll never understand how some people do the Louvre in one morning. I can't tell you how many mornings I have spent just in front of the Mona Lisa. Not that I'm such an art lover. I'm in love with the art lovers who show up in front of her. One morning, I was standing in front of the Mona Lisa, and the man standing next to me said to his wife, "For this you drag me to Paris? We've got the same picture hanging in our bedroom." And his wife said, "And in a nicer frame, too." Part C, Further Listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Like most great contemporary scientists, Dr. Chu was a high school head. His favorite pastime was rebuilding old radio sets. Today, Dr. Chu, a scientific research worker at the University of Houston, has his hand on the wheel of a revolution in modern technology. Dr. Chu and his 6 lab team members, 5 of them being Chinese, have been working since the mid-80s for superconductor, a material that conducts electricity almost without resistance, at nearly double the temperature of previous materials. And finally, one day in January 1987, a compound emerged from the oven in Dr. Chu's lab. The ugly green substance proved to be superconductive, and Dr. Chu and his assistants found that the first superconductor wasn't just a laboratory phenomenon. The results were pronounced on February 16, 1987, and the solid-state physics was turned upside down. The field could never be the same again. The Nobel Prize of the year might have been Dr. Chu's if his discovery had come 60 days earlier, before the nominations closed. But just as Ronald Reagan marked in a celebration in the White House, the library breakthroughs into high-temperature superconductivity are an historical achievement. When he went to Japan later that summer, he was covered by the local press as if he were a rock star. And when he came back home at the University of Houston, he was the biggest thing since basketball.
Question number 1. What was Dr. Chu's favorite pastime? Question number 2. What has Dr. Chu been working for since the mid-80s? Question number 3. Why did Dr. Chu and his assistants fail to win the Nobel Prize of the year? Question number 4. Which of the following is not true about Dr. Chu's discovery? Question number 5. What cannot be concluded from the passage?
This is the end of Lesson 6.